Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to two openings this morning, scripture that we've been looking at for weeks now, in Romans, the 8th chapter, and then also 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Romans 8 and 2 Corinthians, last chapter, 13. In Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 14th verse, Romans 8:14. We've been talking for some weeks now about the Spirit-led life. And we're stirred up about it around here, aren't we? The Spirit-led life. Let's read our text here, Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led. Some translations say guided. As many as are led are guided by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. How many are convinced that sons of God? Now you understand when he says sons, he's talking about male or female. Sons of God. Children of God. People of God. Saved people. Can be led, guided, directed by the Spirit of God. We just finished as a church reading the book of Acts. And we noticed in there, the Holy Ghost book, I mean every other page is the Spirit led them to do this, or He led them to do that, or the Spirit said this. The Spirit said do this. Spirit said don't do that. Forbid them from doing this. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit was very, very real to them. Yes. In all of their dealings and all of their decisions. They weren't just making just decisions of man. They were aware of, conscious of His indwelling and guiding, directing presence. Are we to know Him just as much? Yes. Is He to be just as real to us? Can sons of God be led, guided, directed by the Spirit of God? Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad that we learned that, we don't have to just depend on our little intellect and on our little reasoning and what our friends know to get us by. Thank God there is someone, the great someone. That's what the Lord said, when he was leaving. His disciples were sorrowful. And He said, listen, it's expedient for you that I go away. It's better for you, more beneficial for you that I go away. They couldn't understand that probably at the moment. How could it be better than Jesus being with you? Well, the Spirit of Jesus being in you 24/7 is better. I said, is better. He was their first comforter, their first paraclete. But He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He was the first. Another means one of the same kind. Another comforter. And if I had to use one word to sum up that word that's translated comforter, the Greek word paraclete, I'd use the word helper with a capital H. Because with the counsel and the wisdom, the direction, the strength, as the Amplified brings up the multiple meanings of the name, it all comes back to help. Every area is divine help. Tell your neighbor, look at them, say, you need help. Now you turn back and you tell them, I have help. I have help. Amen. And you do understand that you can't do anything like it could be or should be done without His help. I mean everything from making a pan of cornbread to fixing your hair to driving to work could not be done as it could be done if you don't allow Him to help you? And do you realize that the Holy Spirit helps some people a lot more than He does others? Do you know that? Yeah, it's just a fact. There are some people the Holy Spirit is helping continuously in even the small things of life. He's helping them, while other people, thoroughly saved people, the Holy Spirit helps them very little. And it's not because He's a respecter of persons. It's because some have learned to look to Him, to wait on Him and to yield to Him and to follow Him, while others just make their plans and do it their way. It's like one fellow said to, you know, he said, well, I guess we've done everything we know to do. I guess all we can do now is pray. And the other guy said, has it come to that? How many understand prayer ought not be the last resort? Looking to God, checking in with the Holy Ghost ought not be the last resort. It ought to be the first thing we do. How much wasted effort and motion and energy would and could be saved if we'd check in with Him first? Ask Him first. Let Him show us. He knows the best way to do it. Amen? Well, we're learning around here. And Faith Life Church is and will be a Spirit-led church. Is that right? Spirit-led, not man-led, not head-led, not need-led, not feeling-led, not emotion-led, not crisis-led, not circumstance-led. Spirit-led. Anybody in agreement with me on that? Now come on, tell me. Faith Life Church, this church, you and I, this family, we shall be Spirit-led. Amen? Spirit-led. Well, faith comes by hearing, so we are immersing ourselves in these things. In the second book of Corinthians, second letter to the Corinthians, 13th chapter, 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Is the Lord Jesus a person? Yes. Certainly. God the Father, is He a person? Yes. Certainly. What about the Holy Spirit? Yes. We've been talking about that for some weeks now. We went back and noticed how many times, I think it's like 17 times, just in that passage in John 14, 15, and 16, where Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit with masculine personal pronouns. He, Him, Him, His. The Holy Spirit's not an it. Amen. It's He. Amen. Amen. And you can't fellowship with an impersonal entity and object. You can't fellowship with this chair. You might feel like you bond with it if you stay with it long enough, but you can't fellowship with it. You can't fellowship with the piano. You can't fellowship with a flower pot. You can't fellowship with electricity. I mean, you may feel shocked from your encounter with it, but you're not going to get to know electricity. Y'all are not going to share thoughts. Yeah. Well, some have referred and thought of the Holy Spirit as an it. They'll even talk about, you know, well, what about this Holy Spirit business? What is it? You know right away, they don't know Him. Because He is not an it. And we've gone through, and if you haven't been here, tapes are available. It might do you good to hear, to catch up with us. But we've talked about how the Holy Spirit has a mind. Talks about the mind, the New Testament talks about the mind of the Spirit. Holy Spirit has a will. Will. Holy Spirit has what we might call feelings. I don't particularly know if that's the best word, or emotions. But He responds. And we went through scripture that He can be vexed or grieved. And we looked at the soul of God. God is a spirit. He has a soul. And we went through numerous scriptures where that we saw that God gets angry. God can be grieved. He talked about his heart being broken. God also rejoices. God sings. How many like to have a CD of God's favorites? I'm talking about Jehovah singing. Whoo! One of these days. One of these days, you and I'll be in glory. And somebody will bump us and go, the Father's about to sing. We go, ooh, glory, glory. Everybody gather around. The Father's going to sing. How many believe He can hit some notes? Ooh, notes we ain't never heard, ain't never thought about, combinations of notes. Ooh, I'd like to hear it right now. But we will get to. I said, we will. Maybe the Lord Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit would do a trio number for us. Woo! Happening stuff. Ooh. Glory to God. You'd have to talk in tongues to describe it. And then not do it. But anyway, Jesus is a knowable person. How many would lift your hand and say, I know Jesus? No, we're not saying we know everything about Him, but we know Him. We know the Father God. He's real to us. And the scripture said, if any man love God, the same is known of Him. You love Him, He knows you and claims you. Well, the Holy Spirit is knowable. This scripture talked about communion or fellowship with Him. Let's go over this in our last study last week. We looked at respecting the Holy Spirit, reverencing the Holy Spirit. We gave you three R's to being led of the Spirit. And remember, I told you the Lord corrected me on one of them. Three R's. I had given you the recognize the Holy Spirit, respect the Holy Spirit, and respond to the Holy Spirit. But I told you the Lord corrected me, said, no, respect is number one. Respect the Holy Spirit, or reverence, either way you want to say it. Reverence the Holy Spirit. Respect the Holy Spirit. And then secondly, you must recognize Him. I think a lot of people don't yield to Him because they don't recognize that it's Him. Recognize Him. You're going to recognize how He deals with us. And we're going to talk about that later on. And then thirdly, you must respond to Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1026. That's R-1026. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.